You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday night in the state of Wisconsin. On an overcast, we have basically hurricane winds here in northeast Wisconsin. I don't know what, I think 60 miles an hour is considered low-grade hurricane winds. Can you confirm or deny that, Conrad?
I cannot confirm or deny that. I know nothing.
Well, your folks live in Key West. They probably have some idea.
They don't. They used to live there. They live inland now.
Oh, that's right. Because of the hurricanes?
No, just because. No. You know,
cheaper?
Yeah. Key West isn't cheap.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, they probably leaving. I mean, Key West, if you're willing to take your life in your hands to live there, is probably one of the most beautiful places.
Well,
but also very expensive.
That all the houses down there are on stilts.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not actually, they got a carport under it, so it's no garage. It's just you put your car under
crazy?
That. Yeah.
And they have a boat?
No, they do not.
Okay.
Now it takes them a little bit to get to the water.
I have a pair of stilts, and I might wear them in one day. I might do the show from stilts. I don't know if that's ever been done.
I don't know if the mic can reach that far up.
Yeah, we'll see. I can shout. Hey, great to have you with me tonight, folks. It is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am your host, Pete Schwabba. We are broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay. A beautiful night here in the state of Wisconsin. And a good week. I hope you all had a good weekend. I hope you had a good day, because I know Mondays can be kind of a downer. But I like getting back to work. I get excited to get back and get in a routine. Like, this weekend was fun, but sometimes I don't know what to do with myself. Like, what did you do this weekend, Conrad?
Well, I didn't do much. I went golfing.
Okay.
And then, yeah, that's pretty much about it. I worked out, cleaned.
Do you consider golf working out?
I used to, but
okay.
That's before, like, driving in a cart, getting out swinging, you know, for how many times. I played 18. I mean, it's a little exercise, you know, it gets you moving, it gets your body moving, but it's not like walking.
You probably burn like 0.75 calorie with each swing.
This is the difference. Last year I walked for the first time, and after that I didn't want to do anything. Like, for the rest of the day, I was like, I'm done.
But you had your clubs on a cart, right?
Like a push cart.
Right.
So on Saturday I golfed, and I don't have a push cart myself yet. I borrowed one from my brother, but he was golfing too, so I couldn't. So after I was on the golf cart, I still went and worked out after it. I was like, I feel like I didn't work out today yet. So
yeah,
I still went and did that.
That I remember when I was a kid, I learned on the Three Lakes, Wisconsin golf course. That's where I learned how to golf. It's the worst course. it's basically just 9 holes of sand and crappy grass. Like, the greens don't look that much different from the fairways. Like, but it was beautiful. It was right on a lake, and it was like kind of home. You know, that's where we learned during the summer. And we would carry our clubs.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, some people that had the push carts, it's like, oh, man, are they a bunch of slackers? You know, and now it seems like anybody, especially if you have money, they just drive a cart. Like, golf is nothing. Like, when I had to carry my clubs as a kid, that was exercise. Like, you're out in the sun, fighting off horse flies. But I don't know. I guess it would be more fun if you had a cart, because you could save some energy, but I don't know.
I actually, last year I played with I got put together with someone who was also a solo, and they had an electric push cart.
Oh, I mean, come on.
Where they had a remote, and he would
push
it forward.
Like Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack?
Pretty much. The funny thing is I was... He was like kind of on the green with it, and there's a bunker right next to it.
Yeah.
His whole thing started driving and fell off.
Oh, that's hilarious. It's funny. Just being out in the sun can exhaust you. I was out this on Saturday, just taking a walk through the neighborhood. Some friends had a fire going. I stopped by. My wife and I hung out for a while. We probably sat there for 2 hours, and it was, I don't know, 50 degrees. In the sun, it wasn't bad, but I had a sunburn. Like, the side of my face just got baked. I was putting aloe on it. I'm like, I can't believe it's 50 degrees. It's not even mid-April, basically, and I got a sunburn.
Well, you're Irish, right?
I am.
That explains it.
Yeah, but you got fair skin.
Yeah, but...
Don't blame it on the Irish.
I think I'm more German than Irish, so... I don't burn as easily, but I still burn.
All right. I was just surprised. I was like, I'm chilly. I mean, the fire helped, but I feel like... And my wife, we were exhausted like the rest of the day. We could barely stay awake. We went and saw that Rami Malek movie, The Amateur. And sometimes in marriage, you know you're going to hate something, but you've got to give your spouse a win. You've got to give in and say, yeah, sure, I'd like to see that with you. So my wife and I went with my dad, and all three of us were kind of falling asleep. We went out to eat first, and I think my wife and I, just because we were in the sun all day, were tired. But I hate to say this, because Rami Malek is a good actor. He was great as Freddie Mercury. But I just didn't buy him at all in this role. And it kind of, the movie was very just okay. He did things, he's like this genius analyst for the CIA, trying to get even with the guys that killed his wife. And he wants to be trained to be in the field. So he outsmarts them and he blows things up and he does these things. But they never really show how he does it. It's just like he's got his back against the wall and he clicks a button, something explodes. It's like, I would have loved to have seen how he did that. It was very just okay. Entertaining, but not that good. And he's tough to buy in that role. I don't know. He's got such a unique look. But I'll tell you, I saw Warfare last night, and that was intense. Nobody probably likes war movies, but they're entertained by them or they're curious by them. I've seen all the big ones. This is probably the most, and again, I've never been to war. I have no desire, but based on what I've seen cinematically, this film really captures this group of Navy SEALs. It's based on a true story. The writer-director, Ray Mendoza, I think that was his group. He was a Navy SEAL. And an IUD goes off. It's just, it's unbelievable. And the first half of the movie, or the first like 20 or 30 minutes, you're just waiting. Like, you see what Navy SEALs go through. They're just surveilling this house in Iraq. But they get discovered. And then chaos ensues, and some of it is hard to watch, but oh my God. You want to support troops, folks? Don't send them to war unless there is no other option. And I don't know, I don't think that's always been the case the last 25 years. Because what these guys have to go through in a movie, certainly, but also in real life. I mean, it was unbelievable. Really, really good film. Best war film I've ever seen. Highly recommend. So there you go. All right. Now, on the heels of that, that's the most guy movie I've seen in a while. So we're going to pivot, because right now it's time for our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite chick flick? I just saw two very testosterone-y movies this weekend. I need to balance myself. So that's the question of the night. What is your favorite chick flick? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can say rom-com, chick flick, whatever, female-driven comedy. Would love to know. Text us on the old-fashioned cellular phone or on the app or on the stream. At YouTube, Facebook, and X, WGBW too, right, Conrad?
Yeah. Also, you know, we post these questions of the night on our Facebook now.
Yeah.
So if you want to get a comment in there, so we could read it on air.
Absolutely. Get a hold of us any way you can, but please just get a hold of us. It's always more fun when you guys participate. I'm gonna have to say, and I don't know, because this is just—it's one of the funniest movies I've seen, but Bridesmaids would probably be my favorite, if that qualifies as a chick flick. But it's a female-driven comedy, for sure. Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig. Really funny film. So I would say that's probably mine. I'm going to go the comedy angle. And checking our social media responses from earlier, Eric Rathsack of Ask Your Mother, our very tall, very awesome lead singing friend, says, has to be Bridesmaids. But he's saying this. Oh, that's so funny. He's saying the same thing I am. Is that even a chick flick, though? Or The Sweetest Thing? Both hilarious. I did not like The Sweetest Thing. I auditioned for that movie, and I know one of the producers, and it was hard for me to like that movie. I don't know what it is. Did you see it? It was kind of forced, I thought. Like, whereas Bridesmaids is just so organically funny. But great text, Eric. Thank you. And I'm sure The Sweetest Thing was quite popular. Daniel Wheeler says, 4 weddings and a funeral. Great. That's great. He says, a favorite for my wife and I. You remember Daniel Wheeler of You Have to Wet Your Mouth to Say Your Last Name fame?
Yes.
Let us know, folks. What's your favorite chick flick? That's our question of the night. So we will we'll get to those after a short break and after I introduce our guest tonight. And we've got two great ones. Making radio history again. Christina Martin Wright from Arts for All Wisconsin joins us tonight at 6:35. Christina is outstanding. She used to work for the Wisconsin Film Festival. I've known her for years. And I love this organization. Just reading up about what they do, it's fantastic. So she will be here at 6:35. She's a lot of fun. And then Milwaukee-based comedian Dana Ehrman joins us. This is the first, you know where the history is being made, Conrad? This is the first time Dana and Christina have ever been on the same radio show.
Yeah.
We're making it happen.
Yeah.
LFG. Let's do this. Dana's a very funny comedian, and she's making a name for herself, Milwaukee-based. You might remember her. She did a lot of coverage from the Wisconsin State Fair last year. I want to ask her about that. Lots of questions for Dana. And we've got a little sampling of her comedy we'll get to, too, at some point. But coming up next, we're going to read some of your texts. Man, what else? I had so much stuff to talk about tonight.
You know, I started watching a new show, The Studio, with Seth Rogen.
Okay. I've heard mixed.
It comes out weekly, which sucks. I think it would be better if they just put them all out right away.
Totally agree.
I am enjoying the show. I think it's hilarious. Okay. He plays a studio head. Well, he took over one of his friend's roles as studio head, and she got mad at him, and it was a whole thing. And I think it's a good show. Seth Rogen produced it and directed, I think. So,
all right.
And stars.
He needs to get more work. He doesn't work enough. all right, we'll talk about that. It's Adrian Brody's birthday today, folks. How can we let that slip by? We're coming right back. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sing aloud because we want to make a crowd. Yeah. Touch your hand and sing a song so pure. Salvation means.
Tell me, can you feel it?
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am your host of this evening's program, Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. And we are talking about chick flicks. That's our question of the night. I saw two very guy-heavy movies, so I thought, you know, I got to bring myself back to center. Let's talk chick flicks tonight on Nightlight. And we're getting some great text. I said mine is Bridesmaids. And I'm going to throw a couple others out there, too. Love Actually. Great movie. Why you laugh? You not like that movie?
I watched it for the first time during Christmas this year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got bored. It took so long.
Says the guy who likes Adam Sandler. All right. What was the movie you were talking about? The bad Adam Sandler movie. You to admit a movie about or with Adam Sandler is bad, that's huge, first of all.
Okay.
So I appreciate your honesty.
Well, I was talking to you during the break, and I said the worst Adam Sandler movie. And you said 50 First Dates, which is... That's crazy to me. I think that's a great movie.
Did he do his Adam Sandler voice that makes him want to?
I can't.
All right. So Sandy Wexler is, you saw Jack and Jill, right?
Maybe.
All right. So Jack and Jill, he plays his Jack twin Angel. Sister and him.
That's funny.
That is the all-time worst Adam Sandler movie.
But and what's it called?
Jack and Jill.
Oh, Jack and Jill, right. Okay.
Second closest to it came out today on Netflix, Sandy Wexler. Oof. He plays a talent manager, but he has that high-pitched voice.
Oh,
the
yeah.
whole movie.
That was the one he kind of stole the idea from, what, not stole, but it's derivative of Broadway Danny Rose, I think. Where yeah. he's a bad agent.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He finally gets, at the end, you know, gets an agent, or gets a talent out there. And that was the whole journey, is him finding this person and then getting him all the way to stardom.
Right.
But during the whole movie, he just don't feel bad for him. Like, it just does it to himself all the time. Talks in that okay. high-pitched voice the whole time. I would not recommend it.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it. But, all right, well, that's good. But does he do chick flicks? Would you call 50 First Dates a chick flick?
Yeah,
okay.
I would.
That's up there then. Love Actually, The Threesome, which I saw at the Wisconsin Film Festival a week ago. I'm telling you, maybe the best, not a chick flick. It is kind of a chick flick, but it's a rom-com. Loved it. Legally Blonde, great one. Dirty Dancing, very popular one. Harry Met Sally, When Harry Met Sally. A lot of options out there. Let's get to the text line. Gretchen from Green Bay says, Crazy Stupid Love. Forgot about that one. I've never seen that movie.
I haven't either.
Yeah, thank you, Gretchen. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, G.I. Jane. G.I. Jane was great. Demi Moore, Viggo Mortensen plays the chief master, Master Chief. She's in Navy SEAL training. I really like that movie.
Isn't that Will Smith's wife?
Demi Moore?
No. The G.I. Jane joke. Oh, yeah. Dude, it right. was a G.I. Jane joke.
Tyler also says Fried Green Tomatoes. Never saw that all the way through, interestingly enough. He says The Parking Lot Incident was cool. Thank you, Tyler. Steve from Florida. That's Conrad's dad, folks. Funny chick flick is The Other Woman.
Yep.
The ending is epic. What is that film?
It has Kate Upton in it. So that's why it's a good movie.
So that's the only reason that's a good movie. Listen, she's in a lot of other movies too, you might like. She was in The Three Stooges. The Farrelly brothers cast her as a nun. And there's a scene where they're all at the pool and she takes her nun clothes off and she's got this bikini on. And the Stooge is like, whoa. Is that Sister Beatrice? So great. Anna from Madison says, Hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite chick flick is Bridesmaids. Another vote for Bridesmaids. My other favorites are The Notebook and Bridges of Madison County. Yeah, The Notebook's good. That's a great one. Monica from Mount Horeb says, I was going to say Bridesmaids, but I'll change it to Overboard with Goldie Hawn. Wow, I forgot about that one. And thanks, because I just got tickets for tomorrow for the amateur, that Rami Malek movie. You know what, Monica? My dad liked it, and I didn't dislike it. It will entertain you. I was entertained. I just, part of the writer side of me comes out, and I poke holes and stuff, so I can be annoying to watch movies with sometime, but I bet you'll like it. I don't think you'll ask for your money back by any stretch, so I hope you do enjoy it, despite my words here tonight. Matt from Germantown says, just got back from Key West for the first time. It was beautiful.
It always is.
Well done, Matt. Welcome home. Welcome back to the state where summer might never happen this year. Dave on the text line says, Beaches. I never saw Beaches either. Bette Midler. And
I haven't seen that one either.
Yeah.
You know, my pick is Pretty Woman.
Yeah, that's all. Oh,
I just saw it for the
popular.
First time last Thanksgiving, around that time. I was into the movie the whole time.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
You like that, but you didn't like Love Actually. Okay.
I thought it was, you know, kind of bad, like, you know, the cheating on the husband. And
struck a nerve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we've got, it's Adrian Brody's birthday today. And those of you might remember, he gave the longest Oscar speech ever. We really tore him up here on Nightlight. And to the point where he called me. And I recorded it, folks, so I could play it for you. And you guys can judge for yourself whether I was being out of line or if Adrian was just being kind of an idiot. But he did call. I think we should play that right now, Conrad. Are we good? Okay. I recorded the phone, too. Hello?
Yeah. Is this Pete Schwabba?
Yeah. Who's calling?
It's Adrian Brody, cheese dick. I heard you been talking about me about my acceptance speech.
How did you get this number?
I could get to anyone. You've seen how broad my shoulders are.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with it?
I know you think you're hot, with your little radio show, but people love my speech.
I'm sure they did. I'm surprised you're not still giving it, to be honest.
Yeah, I want an apology, and I want it right now.
Dude, I don't know what you're hoping to accomplish here, but most people thought your speech sucked. It was meandering. It went on forever. I'm sorry, but it was almost as long as The Brutalist, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I know a lot of people didn't like my speech. You think I don't know that? You know how many phone calls I still have to make? Well, yeah, no one understands me.
Yeah. Hey, Adrian, come on, man. Relax. It's cool. Look, you got two Oscars. Why would you care what anyone thinks about your speech or feel the need to talk for that amount of time and not really say anything? Come on, man.
Oh, you know what? Here I am opening up to you and you take another shot at me. Have you seen my shoulders?
Yeah, but I mean...
Have you seen my shoulders?
Yeah, man. I saw a lot more of you than that in The Brutalist, which was totally unnecessary, by the way. Look, dude.
Look, it's cool, Schwab. I'll do anything for a role, but yeah, people love my shoulders. Hang on a second. Harvey Weinstein's calling from prison and make sure I'm treating his ex-wife well. You believe that guy? Ugh.
Yeah.
Hey, no hard feelings, Chief.
Happy birthday, Adrian. He's a good guy. He just gave him a hard time. It's nice to talk to him, though.
Yeah.
All right. Arts for All Wisconsin, folks. That is what it is all about. Let's go. Christina Martin Wright is coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. So great to have you with me on this Monday night as we start a new week with all kinds of potential. Potential to do better, to laugh harder, to love more, to live every moment of every day. So what better way? This, you know, we call Thursday the Christmas Eve of weeknights. This is like the New Year's Day of the week. Have a New Year's resolution every Monday, folks.
There you go.
Make one tonight. And tell us what your favorite chick flick is. That's what we're talking about tonight. That's our question of the night. I would say Bridesmaids is probably the front runner right now. And that's mine as well. I've got several that I like, but I would say Bridesmaids is probably my favorite. Comedian, Milwaukee-based comedian, Dana Ehrman joins us at 7:20 tonight. Very excited to meet Dana. I'm a fan of her comedy, and it's great to have her on the show. But right now, we are going to talk about arts and Wisconsin and disabilities and all the cool things happening at Arts for All Wisconsin with my good friend who I've not talked to in a while. And I'm excited that she reached out and that she's on the show tonight, Christina Martin Wright. How are you?
Hi, Pete.
How's it going?
It's going well. And, you know, I was going to let you know that you are the wind beneath my wings. But then I just heard that you have never seen beaches. So I thought, well, that's such a wasted compliment because you'll have no context.
But I do know that movie or that song was in the movie. And I loved the Lou Rawls version from when I was a kid. And then I heard it. Who sang it in Beaches? Do you remember? Was it Whitney Houston or?
No, Bette Midler.
Oh, Bette Midler, of course.
Yeah.
I felt like it was a little dramatic, that version.
It was Bette Midler, and it was a chick flick called Beaches.
It's great to have you here. Do you have a favorite chick flick, Christina?
Well, you know, it came to mind right away as soon as you said, as soon as I heard the question, was When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
Always has such, it'll always have a really special place in my heart.
Have you seen the Richard Linklater films, the trilogy of After Midnight, Before Sunrise, those
Probably
films?
Not.
Okay.
Probably.
Those are, I don't know if I'd call them chick flicks. It's just two people talking through three movies, and then they flash forward in time, but they're brilliantly done. There's so many good ones out there. It's hard to narrow them down just in one night. But
I did like the Bridesmaids. It was good old Milwaukee film.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my God, I totally forgot that it was set in Milwaukee. Oh my God, that's great. That's most of our votes tonight have been for Bridesmaids. So you are in good company there, my friend.
Great.
It's great to see you. You used to work for the Wisconsin Film Festival, correct?
That's correct. Even though really probably when I was hired, my most recent film that I had seen was that Benjamin Button film.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it was not probably the wisest thing to do to put me in charge of coordinating that amazing festival. Yeah. But I'm so happy that Ben Reiser is there, Mike King, Jim Healy, they're in such great hands.
They do a great job. I've said it before recently too. People are probably sick of hearing me talk about it, but they just program so well. I love what they offer mm-hmm. in the way of films, new, old, classics. It's just
something
great
for everyone.
Yeah, it really is. And the mm-hmm. appearances. So was it hard to leave that? Did you go right from the Wisconsin Film Festival to Arts for All?
More or less. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But, you know, the mission of Arts for All just pulled me right in. And it's really my dream job.
It's a great mission. I have it here right now. Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I read it?
Please do.
To expand the capabilities, confidence, and quality of life for children and adults with disabilities by providing programs in dance, drama, creative writing, music, and visual art. That's a lot.
It is a lot. When we say all, we mean all.
Yeah.
All people, all abilities, and all different art forms.
So tell us a little bit. You've got some big things coming up. Tell us a little bit about the start of this organization, where it's at now, how can people help? And you know, do you put shows on? How does this function?
Great. Well, we started, as all good things do, as a program of the Kennedy Center for the Arts. Perhaps your listeners are familiar with what's going on at the Kennedy Center these days. But
or not going on, yeah.
40 years ago, we became an affiliate member of a program out of the Kennedy Center. So we were founded as Very Special Arts Wisconsin.
Hmm.
Okay. And this was a program that had been started by Gene Kennedy Smith a few years earlier at the Kennedy Center called Very Special Arts Kennedy Center. And so 40 years ago this year, we became a nonprofit organization. And we're headquartered in Madison, still are, but our reach is truly statewide. And we work with children as young as 3 years old and through adults through the end of their lives, through all different art forms, in classes, performances. We have choirs throughout the state. We have visual art programs, exhibitions that travel the state, and we do have some performances too. So our choirs perform for their communities, and we have a dance recital coming up at the end of May.
Nice.
And a very special event on May 17th.
Okay. So... Mm-hmm. I love all of that. I wish, you know, there was this kind of focus on the arts for people with or without disabilities. I think we could use more of that in Wisconsin, you know.
You sure could.
I understand why, you know, there are great arts going on here, but I think we could use more of it. I love that people with disabilities have access to this. That is so fantastic. You've got a big, like you said, a big event coming up, an anniversary mm-hmm. event. Tell us about that, Christina.
Well, we've doubled up on this event. So every year we host something called the Creative Arts or the Creative Power Arts Award Celebration. So we have a statewide program in visual art every year where we invite people ages 5 years old through adults to submit up to 2 pieces of original artwork to us. Mm. We accept all submissions that meet the criteria of size and, you know, suitable content for all viewing. And we exhibit all of these works. So right now, I'm coming to you live from Madison Youth Arts Center or My Arts. And this is a 4-story building. We have art on 3 of the 4 floors right now. We have over 200 pieces of art, original works from people with disabilities from Wisconsin, and we're exhibiting all of them. Now, a few weeks ago, we invited 3 members of the arts community to come in and adjudicate or judge them to to award some Creative Power Awards. And this is what they look like. They're handmade glass awards by an artist named John Wass, who's out of Oshkosh. And we will give these awards plus a cash prize to 10 artists in different age groups. And on May 17th, so we gather together every year, and this has been happening now at My Arts, third year in a row, and it's become this Academy Awards-like ceremony.
Yeah,
we're in a 300-seat theater, gorgeous theater.
Wow.
And we give the awards to the artists, and in between the awards presentations, we have invited guests, professional and amateur artists with disabilities, to perform dance and song, recite their original poetry. And this year, it is just, it's going to be a fantastic event, because we are also looking back on the last 40 years and presenting some awards, like a gratitude award.
To
someone who was very, very important to our founding and really to our longevity.
Wow, that is that is something else. How my guest is Christina Martin Wright. She's the executive director for Arts for All Wisconsin. If people want to get more involved in this, Christina, I assume you guys use volunteers or people who just look to give their time. How can they find out more information? And do they have a choice of what kind of stuff they can help with? Like, let's say they have a music background or film background or whatever.
You bet. You bet. We accept, happily accept, volunteer time from people who want to participate in our classes. We offer classes during the day and in the evening, in all of these different art forms. So people can help with hanging exhibitions or doing even some administrative work. We always accept any special skills that people can bring to our organization. And they can go on our website, which is artsforallwi.org, and find our volunteer under support. They'll find different ways to get involved there.
And this is like, to me, it's like part of the reason I said I would love to see more arts programs for everybody too, is just because part of your story is, it says, since 1985, we have been guided by our understanding that the arts build bridges between people, support physical and mental wellness, and celebrate diversity in our community. It really is all about community. I mean, what kids learn doing plays or being part of a band and working together towards a common goal, you cannot put a price on that. I mean, it's so vitally important. So is this 40th anniversary, this event? Can people go to that? Can people?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Go to our website. You'll see along the top, there's an events tab. That's a way to get involved. We are very committed to accessibility in all aspects of our work, including financial accessibility. So you'll find that this this award celebration truly is a full celebration evening out with experiences, hands-on arts experiences, food, beverages, all provided by the Great Dane here in Madison.
Oh yeah, great.
Is nearly $15 per person.
Oh wow.
$15.
At those prices, right, you can't afford not to go. That's the way
right.
I look at it.
And truly, at a time where there's so much conflict and uncertainty and dare I say angst in the air.
Yeah.
There's really nowhere more joyful to be on May 17th. Than at My Arts at this event.
Very well said. So share, if you would, a couple. I know you guys have some other events coming up too. I'm looking at your calendar here.
Yeah.
Very busy and a lot going on. Like you said, something for everybody. But you teach, you have dance, choir. Tell us more about those activities.
We have dance and choir. We have choirs throughout the state in five different locations, closest to your immediate listening area, in Appleton, in Oshkosh, Madison, Milwaukee, and Wisconsin Rapids. And these are choirs, Pete, for people 16 and up.
Okay.
With and without disabilities. Oh. So we do see folks who join with a friend. We see a lot of people who start as volunteers but stay for the music and will perform along with the choirs. We have some online only classes as well.
Nice.
And some free programs for veterans. Veterans in Green Bay and in Madison. And then also we have a program called Spark, which is a once monthly program for people with memory loss and their care partners.
That's excellent. And I was going to ask you about that anyway. We have to do a very quick break, and then we'll come back with more with Christina Martin Wright. She is the executive director for Arts for All Wisconsin. They do amazing things, and she's spending a few minutes here with us tonight on Nightlight. We'll be back after this very short break. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Monday night. Got a really fun week of shows coming up here, and it all starts tonight. Dana Ehrman, Milwaukee-based comedian, will be here at 7:20. Right now, we are spending some time with Christina Martin Wright. She is the executive director of Arts for All Wisconsin. They do amazing work. Before the break, Christina, you know, I felt like we were kind of rushed, but talk about Spark, because I know that, you know, with older people or people with memory issues, the arts can be incredibly therapeutic and help, as I understand it, stem further memory loss if they get involved with theater or music or whatever. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. You know, Arts for All Wisconsin, and for your listeners, I guess I went over this pretty quickly. We originally were Very Special Arts Wisconsin, or VSA. So many of your listeners may be familiar with us under our former name. In 2019, we changed our name to Arts for All Wisconsin, but our mission, as you so eloquently read it earlier, has remained exactly the same. So our organization has worked with people with memory loss, developmental disabilities, traumatic head injuries for many, many, many years through the decades. So yeah. When we had an opportunity to join the Spark Alliance, which is a national organization, we thought this is a perfect fit because we've already been doing this work in many ways. And of course, there are different considerations working with people with dementia and Alzheimer's due to and dementia, you know, because of Alzheimer's and other diseases. So we have done training in this area with organizations in Wisconsin, and we became certified to be Dane County's Spark provider. So what that is it's a program that is truly designed to engage both the individual with memory loss and their care partners. So the care partners are not there just bringing their loved one or their client to the session, they're actually also engaging in whatever activity that we're doing. And because Arts for All is a multidisciplinary organization, we have designed our programs to include more than one art form in every session. So we might have storytelling and music, a visual art project like printmaking, and songwriting in the same group.
And it's so important too, because I introduce all the films on Independent Lens and POV and PBS, and I write the intros. And I just recently, there's a trilogy of films called Mind Over Matter, My ALS, My Parkinson's, mm-hmm. My Alzheimer's, and they stress how important it is in those films to support caregivers, because Absolutely. A lot of the time it's their family, they're stressed out, they don't have a ton of money to just take care of someone. So it's really a stressor. So I think getting them involved as well is mm-hmm. just such a great thing you guys are doing.
Well, it's one of my favorite aspects of that program, because we see them coming out of their shells as well. They make connections with other care providers and care partners. And it truly forms a network. And, you know, the last 5 years have been very isolating for so many people, and yeah. really none more so than people with disabilities. So having a program, and this is a free program because of donors we are absolutely dependent upon right now.
So great that people know that now, or that you get the word out about that, because they might not know that you have this resource, you know.
That's right. That's right. And we've had a call for even more programs like it. So we have expanded into a program called Good Company,
okay,
and which is also offered free to individuals with memory loss.
Yeah. I talked a little bit at the top of the show about how I saw this film called Warfare yesterday. And mm-hmm. it's the most realistic, in my limited knowledge. I mean, I have a lot of family that have been in the military. I've never been close to it, but this film was so powerful and so intense. And you see what veterans go through. Can you expand a little bit on the programs that you have for veterans and how people might find out about them and get involved in them?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, this is one of our very few programs that is very tailored. We just mentioned Spark. That is really one of the other programs. It's very tailored to a particular group of people. Most of our programs are very broad. And our veterans program was specifically designed in conjunction with vet centers throughout the state. It started in Madison. We went up to Wausau. That, unfortunately, the Wausau Vet Center closed, and but then last year we expanded to Green Bay. So this is a program that veterans find out about through the vet centers, and they're recommended for it.
Yeah,
it's also a program that we do in conjunction with a readjustment counselor. Or one of the counselors at the vet center. So they're always present in the room to help the veterans guide them through moments that come up that perhaps our professional teaching artists wouldn't necessarily be appropriate for.
Can we pick up can we keep you for a few more mm-hmm. minutes, Christina?
Sure.
We've got to do the news.
Sure,
I want to finish this, and then I'm going to ask you what you're watching on TV, most importantly. Christina Martin Wright is going to spend a few more minutes with us after the news. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.